Because I heard that this Mansarovara asana is different from Shrimati Radharani. Shrimati Radharani, yes, body, like the Radha Kund asana is different from her body.
Where did you hear from?
I heard from, as I remember, from Narayana Maharaj. Actually, I'm not heard, I'm read.
I read from
some transcription.
Yeah, okay. So what's the question? Is it true or false?
Is it true?
I can't comment on what great acharyas or gurus say about particular places that they go on yatras or they... I can only repeat what I studied in Shastra from our Gaudiya Granthas. But a particular guru or acharya, he may have his own anubhav, his own experiences, or his spurtis, or his own realizations of particular leelas that are revealed to him in a place, and then he shares those with his disciples or followers, or even writes about them. So for the disciples and for the followers, they're true and they should be respected and regarded as true because it's called Mahajanvani, Guruvani. If we want to establish Siddhanta, Tattva Siddhanta, Gaudiya Vaishnava Tattva Siddhanta, then we have law books. And the law books are for the Gaudiya Vaishnava Tattva Siddhanta, aside from ISKCON law books or whatever, Prabhupada. For the entirety of Gaudiya Sampradaya, the across-the-board accepted law books for us are, of course, Shruti Smriti Puranas. Shruti Smriti Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and then the works of the six Goswamis. Of course, Krishna Karnamrita, and especially the works of the six Goswamis, which are synthesizing and summarizing selected Puranas. And then we have the works of Prabodhananda Saraswati and Baladev Vidyabhushan, then Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. They're original works and their commentaries, these are the praman, these are the evidence, the solid terra firma. Terra firma means firm earth, terra firma. These are the firm earth and foundation by which we build the house of bhakti, Braja Bhakti, from the Gaudiya Vaishnava Vichar, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. Other books are supplementary and oftentimes regional and oftentimes pertinent or applicable to a particular parivar or family within the greater Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And they have their position. But for the absolute law for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, it is Shruti Smriti Purana. And then, as I said. So there we find in the writings of Krishnas Kaviraj Govinda Lilamrita, by Rupa Goswami Pad and Upadeshamrita, and by Raghunath Das Goswami Pad and his Radhakundastakam, and by our Goswamis especially, and they're also quoting the Padma Puran, that Radhakund is non-different from Radharani, and that Krishna loves Radhakund as much as he loves Radharani. And all the verses are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Govinda Lilamrita, Upadeshamrita, and Padma Puran. I have not read the same thing in those shastras that I mentioned about Mansarovara. Amen. Is that okay? Is that acceptable? We respect all, and everything I said has its position and relation. Because everything is knowledge and application of knowledge depends on many factors. One is sambandha, your relationship with the knowledge, or your relationship with the siddhanta. What the Nimbarkis hold dear, the Gaudiyas may not necessarily hold dear. When you look at the basic ontology, the ontology of the jiva, what is the basic existential position, identity of the jivatma? It's Vishishta Dvaita, Dvaita Vishuddha Shuddha Dvaita. There's different viewpoints, which I can't even digest, and I don't, pretend that I can, you ask some scholar like Satyanarayan or some other great scholars. But it's very clear to me that their understanding, the soul is one with and different than God, the soul is different than God, the soul is simultaneously one and different from God, Shuddha Dvaita, Advaita, and then this God and there is no soul, and God is all one. and Shuddhvaita, or Shud, you know, these, the Advaitin philosophy of the Mayavadis, then the Buddhistic philosophy. So they're all describing the one entity called Jivatma, Mejivatmihun, in a variety of ways. And for those followers that have sambandha, have relationship with that, they ascribe to that Advaitin philosophy or Vaishnava philosophy or Buddhistic philosophy. That's their truths for them. That is their praman. Like we are followers of the Manjri Bhav, Gopi Bhav or Manjri Bhav. And Nimbarkis are followers of Sakhi Bhav. They want to be Sakhis, Nayakas. They want to be Nayakas, Krishna Nayakas. They want to be the prema ashrayas of Krishna's love. And so they want to enjoy directly with Krishna. This is Sakhi Bhav. But ours is Kinkari Bhav. Kinkar means servant. Kinkari means female servant. We want to be Kinkaris of Radharani. So we worship Radha and Krishna, they worship Radha and Krishna. So there's some oneness, there's abed and there's bade. There's oneness and there's difference. So for them, that's their truth, that's their siddhant, and they have sambandha with that, and they follow that. And we have our truth and our siddhant, and we have relationship or sambandha with it, and we follow it. So Mansarovar, I don't have those realizations or those understandings that the acharyas that you mentioned have, so I can't agree or disagree with that. I have no adhikar to comment on their realizations or their statements. I can simply repeat what I know from Shastra. I think that's the best way to go. What do you think?